Hello, creative people. Welcome to Creative Conversations. My name is Hollis Citron, and we are so happy that you have chosen to spend this hour with us. A little background, I am owner and founder of I Am Creative and Express Yourself Publishing, and I am on a mission to expand the definition of creativity beyond a pencil and a paintbrush, and to empower people, especially adults, to own their voice and talents that come in so many different forms. This space I created to talk with people with all different kinds of jobs, hobbies, and interests, and to have conversations about experiences and perspectives all centered around three questions. One, how do you define creativity? Two, how do you incorporate it into your life? And three, why do you think that it's important? And then we have a free-flowing conversation and we see where it goes. I have been lucky enough to have had the opportunity to speak with musicians, Reiki masters, medium, doctor, lawyer, real estate agents, entrepreneurs as young as 13, and so many more. And these conversations explore the reality that creativity is not cute, it is necessary. People have defined creativity as their soul's essence, courage, imagination, basically all that we are and want to be. So I believe that sharing these stories expands one's thinking and opens up self-expression to feel more empowered, connected, and dare I say, happy. My inspiring guest for today is Damini Celebri. She has been deeply immersed in the healing arts and creative arts for the past 30 years. Combining those two passions into what she calls the soulscape process helps empower women to follow their inner guidance to live an authentic life. The synthesis of her knowledge of the healing arts and creative arts came together in 2015 when she published Painting the Landscape of Your Soul, a journey of self-discovery. Damini, welcome to the space.
Hello, hello. I am so delighted to be here, Hollis. Thanks for the invitation.
I am so happy that you are here. So welcome, welcome. So, Damini, after reading a little bit about you, could you please tell everybody a little bit more about yourself? It's a very broad sure. question.
It's a really broad question.
So let's give it a little synopsis of who you are, because of course we're going to dive in deeper, but a little synopsis so we can just get a little bit more of a taste.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's important in this conversation is I come from a long line of painters. Like, my mom was a painter, my grandfather was a painter, my great-grandfather was a painter, and I always thought I was going to be an artist. I even went to art school. And, you know, I just never felt comfortable in my skin in that process. You know, I believed in the personal development, although I didn't have those words in the beginning of the process of making, of creating. But I just, you know, it just didn't, that world didn't feel comfortable in my skin. And, you know, the universe, if we listen with our heart enough, guides us to our soul's path, our soul's journey. And so I ended up starting in the healing arts. So I started with reflexology, energy healing, acupuncture, shamanism, blah, yada, 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 yada. And, and worked in that realm and continue to work in that realm of healing arts. But somewhere down the line, I started doing Japanese brush work, and I'm one of those people that learns something and then likes to share it. So I started teaching classes with it, but I realized I was never teaching the technology of how to do the brush work. What I was teaching was how to connect with your emotions and then express it with the brush work. And then somewhere after that, I was in New Mexico. Is this too much, Charlotte?
No, nope, keep going. Okay. Keep going.
At some point, I was in New Mexico doing a shamanic retreat. And, you know, I'm very fond of knowing that I don't have to do it alone, right? So I asked the spirits of the land, you know, like, what is my next step? Like, I kept feeling like something was missing. I mean, I was successful in what I was doing, but my heart was missing something. And I heard really clearly, paint from the heart. And I was like, woohoo! I have permission from the universe to go back to the thing that I love the most, but just didn't know how to fit it in. And so the universe is very kind to me and gives me many signals so I don't forget. And at some point, I ended up seeing, now I'm in New Mexico and I practice in right outside of Philadelphia. I actually saw an old patient of mine there. And this is right the day after I got this message from the universe. And I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? She's like, I'm here, I'm doing this painting class. And I have to show you this painting because it was something that came up during a session. And I haven't seen this woman in 3 or 4 years. So I go trotting over there. I look at it. I'm like, what is this? They were like these massive, wild emotions with paint on the wall. They weren't figurative. They weren't landscape. They weren't anything. They were just pure emotion with color. And I was like, wow. So I go on with my day and I come back and I'm standing in the mess hall line waiting for lunch and somebody's name tag fell on the floor and I lift it up and it's the name tag was the class was Painting from the Wild Heart. I was like, all right, universe, I get it. And so I called this woman up. Her name is Chris Seidel. And I was like, I don't know what you do, but I see you have a teacher's training and I want to do it now. And she's laughing. And she's like, do you have any idea what I do? I'm like, no. And I told her the whole story that spirit told me, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, why don't you come out to California and take a weekend class? Just know if it feels right for you, right? Mm-hmm. And it was an intuitive painting process. That was the whole weekend. And I didn't know that existed. I mean, I knew the journey because I think that's what I was trying to do with my work, but I wasn't doing it just for the process of getting in touch with myself. And, inevitably I went and did the training and came back and was offering intuitive painting classes. And those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically allowing your emotions to lead the process, or at least very simply, that's how I put it. So I was starting to do these classes actually in my acupuncture office. So my whole first floor was a wild, crazy, crazy energy in completely invigorating space that everybody had to walk through, which I thought was a nice clearing of energy before they went up and had acupuncture treatments. But I suddenly realized that the journey, the healing journey that each of these people were going on, whether it was a 2-hour journey with paint during that time, it was just paint kind of, or a weekend, it was the same healing process that people go through in the treatments that I would give. You know, basically it was a deep transformational connection to soul. Mm-hmm. And that's like all the dominoes just went and I ended up being, like really fully knowing, like on every cell of my body, that this was the path that I needed to be on. You know, not necessarily the artist or the painter, but allowing women in particular to have experiences of trusting and feeling and giving some expression to what they're feeling instead of keeping it bottled up. You know, we're quite an uptight culture these days. And if somebody gets to fling during that time, just some paint and feel better, then we'll be it, mm-hmm. You know? And so, you know, that kind of led me into the process. And somewhere in the middle of that journey, right around then, I was also asked by spirit yet again to write the book, Painting the Landscape of Your Soul. So I know that was a little long, but it feels like spirit kind of keeps saying, and don't forget this, and don't forget this. And I think that's true. When we start really listening to our our heart, our soul. You know, it's like the spirit does guide us.
Yeah, yeah. You know? No, this is going to be a great conversation, and we're good.
Sorry, I can keep going on.
No, well, this is perfect. You are the perfect kind of person I want to be speaking with, because it's a conversation. That's what this all is, and mm-hmm. we're going to do a deeper dive into mm-hmm. everything. So yeah. So first, let me say, before we go into our would you rather questions, thank you so much for all that are here live. I wanted to just let you know real quick that I have a new thing. I have a fan club. So woo-hoo! Yay. So the way that you can access the fan club, you get special emojis. There's going to be access and availability to coming onto the lives, especially for members. And there's one person I'm going to kind of pick the topic. So there's going to be a little bit of a switch up. So the way that you access this is tap my host profile, which is the creative orb there, tap fan club button, and just join. So yeah, so there we go. So look forward to having you in the space. So Damini, would you rather question? So would you rather travel the world for free for a year or have $50,000 to spend as you please?
I would rather travel the world.
Yes. When is the last time you traveled, asking this kind of a question in these days?
Oh, the summer before the pandemic, I went on a great road trip with my brothers to Sicily.
Ooh.
It was very nice. It was amazing.
Just saying Sicily is like, okay, so the gift of travel. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful. So, okay, let's dive into this first question, which is going to be a very rich conversation. So, Damini, how do you define creativity?
Do you know, I think I was dreaming the answer to that question all night.
Were
you?
Every
time I rolled over, I was like, oh, yeah. That's, you know, these broad questions. Creativity for me is the guiding spark of the universe. It's the spark of creation. I'm going to get into the core of it. I kind of start from the outside and work my way in.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing that keeps us alive and excited about life. You know, I feel like in five element acupuncture, what I practice, the number five is really about the movement of life. And I feel like that is creativity. It's the constant evolution and change of our existence. You know, we can let it just kind of tumble around, or we can have guidance to us. So I think creativity has two actions. One is this innate life force in us, and then it also gives us the opportunity of free will and choice to say, I would like to explore this, or I would like to try this on. Like, you know, there's the creative process of what do we wear, what do we cook, how we walk. And then there's the kind of bigger creative process of the unfolding of us. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I appreciate you bringing that point basically to where it exists of us as individuals, as humans, and how we show up. Like you drew attention to what we choose to put on our body and what we choose to eat, and expanding on that, like how we choose to wear our hair,
right,
and where we choose to live. And like, these are choices. And yes, things come up where sometimes there are not choices, but there's still things that we have a say in, and how we can sculpt a situation.
Right.
And shape a situation, even if it's not exactly the way that we want to see it necessarily. I guess you would say then it's perspective, and okay, maybe this isn't the situation I want, but there's so much inspiration that can come from that space into making it be something that feels good to you.
Right. Right. I'm sorry. I have a dog that's about to bark, of course.
It's okay.
It's the meaning of life. You know, I have over the years, because I'm talking about painting, moving, drawing, you know, those kind of things, people say to me over and over again, I'm not creative. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. Well, you may not be artistic, but that's just like you can be an accountant. And some people could be good with numbers and not good with numbers. That we're not talking about that.
Yes, thank you.
Every day you like, I say, do you wake up and put a uniform on? And is that the only choice you make in your life? No, we make choices every aspect of our life. And that is the creative life force in us.
Yes. You know,
some of us are more elaborate than others, but we all are creative. If not, we'd be robots.
This is why I had my FU51s, and I was just like, after teaching art for 30 years, which I've loved and incredibly grateful for every opportunity that I've had, which in so many traditional, non-traditional settings, from homeless shelters to the walls of a school, to my own businesses. And at 51, I was just like, you know what, which was 3 years ago, I was like, I have a calling to work with adults and this whole adulting thing. Mm-hmm. And this whole us, how we deny, I guess, because we're our best client, right?
Absolutely.
So how we deny ourselves this happiness and joy because we get so caught up in life and quote unquote, you know, responsibilities that are real.
Right.
Paying the rent, paying the mortgage, taking care of the family, you know, taking care of the animals, all this kind of stuff. And we put ourselves at the bottom of the list. So
we put happiness at the bottom of the list too.
Yes, we do.
Which is, I know I'm not talking about like, you know, that 15 second happiness bump we can get, but like true deep happiness.
Because it seems unattainable, doesn't it? Or do you think it's like a selfishness to it? Well, if I'm that happy, what if other people aren't that happy?
Well, I think happiness needs to be redefined. I mean, you've probably looked at my website. I'm all about happy, but not like joy, like at a level of joy. Mm-hmm. And I do think the way we were raised, happy has its place, you know? And so there's a lot of guilt around being happy. There's a lot of guilt about being happy and having responsibilities. There's a lot of guilt about taking care of ourselves or just the act of self-care. Mm-hmm. Which is really a creative process as well, right?
Right.
But I feel like happiness is also the road into connecting to your own inner wisdom, your own inner guidance. Like, I feel like we've been so trained, you know, you and I are close to age, you know, our generation right behind us, to look outside ourselves for answers. And again, that's giving away our creative spark. Like, how should I think, feel, blah, blah, you know, but I feel like if we can come back in and really honor what our inner guidance is, which happens in the creative process, then we can actually be happy with who we are. And that's the level of happiness I think we need to relook at. But I can go down the happiness path forever.
Well, I want to kind of go back to when you say that you get like a spirit guides you. Uh-huh. And you did talk about how very specifically like you were shown that that tag that you found on the ground. But for you, how does that show up? Do you get like just messages? Does you hear something? Is it visceral? How does that show up for you?
That's a really broad question as well. And I think I just want to make this caveat that I just have a better trained sense of listening within, which was how we listen to our helping spirits or the universe, right? But I think, I believe everybody can do this.
Yeah.
Right? If I just diverge for a minute, like when we're little, we say red, blue, green, and then it's like orange, red, yellow, red,
purple,
you know, we just start expanding our sense of perception of color. It's the same with listening to how spirit guides us. Right. And, sometimes that I can hear, Like I just get a very clear message sometimes. And this is written in my book that I was in a meditation and I saw the book on my lap. I saw the title. I saw the chapters. I'm never that clear, you know? And so that was a very visual thing. Mm-hmm. More and more, I believe the way that my soul, because really that's what we're talking about, an aspect of our soul, guides me is by body sensations, like embodied practices, like just knowing when my gut, my belly does this, it's a no. When my heart goes sings, like we all have that experience of our heart singing, like that's a yes. So in a way, that's the cultivation of just learning how to listen to what feels right for us or not for us. You know, on another divergent, I believe that all our helping spirits are just internal aspects of who we are, unencumbered by the shoulda, woulda, couldas of humanity, mm-hmm. if that makes mm-hmm. sense.
Yeah. You know,
they're the ways our soul speaks to us, really.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. This awareness, it's knowing who we are, knowing, mm-hmm. trusting that gut, discerning, mm-hmm. like just getting to know ourselves, that process of actually really listening in and getting to know ourselves on a whole other aspect and level, deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's about really about not only knowing how we're being led, you know, by our higher self, some people talk about, by our hearts, by our souls. You know, that's all being internally navigated by, I believe, feelings and sensations in our body. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there's that. And then there's just the trust in what we get. You know, just learning to trust the information that we get. And I think if I can just keep going forward a little bit, I find that that's why the creative process or the embodied creative processes of drawing or doodling, singing, dancing, moving, collaging, whatever that is, right? Mm-hmm. It's a way, it does two things. It steps us out of our linear thinking, woulda, shoulda, coulda mind, right? Mm-hmm. And it drops us back into the guidance of our soul or of our body. I like calling it our heart's yes, because it's a simple translatable thing. But when we get out of our body, we come back into our truth. And we can't articulate that. Like, this is the world of the pre-verbal, right? Mm-hmm. We can't articulate that. But we can articulate it by these embodied practices of doodling, of coloring, of painting, right? It's how we get out of our head and back into our heart. Because then we're in the world of the implicit memory, if you will, or this this kind of sensory, visceral, creative energy that clears off. You know, this is this thing where I had this epiphany about the healing process of creativity. You know, at first you're just clearing off all this discharge that's buzzing around in your mind. And the more that you do it, the deeper that you go into the clarity of whatever that question is, whatever that what is next question. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. 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 Well, it's very much, it's, you know, you're using like doodling or painting or whatever that collage, whatever that is for you. I even say it's when you get so caught up in, it's the thinking, that linear way that go for a walk, go out into nature, go pet the dog, go cook something, go make a drink that is nourishing you, that makes you feel good. It's these kind of things where then you're nourishing that soul aspect of you and you drop that kind of, like you say, the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. And then you're able to be open for those downloads and for those feelings, that heartfelt emotion where that resonates with you.
Yeah,
because you're not so caught up in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Where we live so much of the time.
Right. I like to think about it as the difference between doing, which is the world of the head, and allowing, which is the world of the heart and the body. Like if you feel like you're pushing,
yeah,
pushing, making something happen, you're in the world of your head.
Yeah.
When you're in that timeless moment of petting the dog or staring at the wind going through the leaves.
Yeah.
You know, you're in your heart space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I love about, it's so cool that you're offering all these different modalities, like the acupuncture, the reflexology, all of this, along with this expressive arts. Mm-hmm. So, and when you mentioned that people literally have to walk through this space, I mean, it's all about flow. Like as you were explaining that, I was thinking flow, like that's acupuncture, it. Energy blockages, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. you are freeing people up in mm-hmm. order to feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the beginning of the pandemic, way back when, right, I offered this free Thursday night thing, and it was called Express Yourself. And it was about just getting free. In five element acupuncture, there's this one beautiful phrase that says the heart must express all emotions. And if the emotions get stuck, that's where illness comes from. That's a very particular theme of that particular type of medicine. Mm-hmm. But you take that into what we're talking about, right? If you could allow any emotion just to show up and be present, whether you're moving, painting, drawing, cooking, you know, whatever that is, maybe not cooking, but you just allow some space to express whatever needs to be expressed, you get flow. We all know this. If we get frustrated, we stop breathing. Like we contract, our body contracts. Like this is energy concepts, right?
Yeah.
When we, you know, and chances are when we, our eyes start leaking or something happens, when something starts to get expressed, we start feeling better. You know, in the five element system, if things stay stuck, you know, just like anything that festers, you get illness. So why not take the opportunity and express yourself in however, in whatever way feels right for you? That's the creative aspect again.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I used to joke around about therapy at 70 miles an hour, like roll down your windows, drive fast and scream, whatever you have to do, but move the energy.
Yes.
But sometimes you can't do that when you're at work, but you can get a piece of paper and a pencil and just say, what is feeling inside me? And just start doodling it. Mm-hmm. That simple, simple, simple act will allow for freedom and expression.
Yeah. Even if it's scribbling on the paper.
Absolutely.
If it's like, or whatever it is. Yeah. Just like the physical motion mm-hmm. of expression of that emotion. I would, when I was driving to the last place that I was working in the school system, at times during either going to work or coming home from work, I would let out a primal scream as I was in the car. Mm-hmm. And if I dial back to high school, I had a friend who, she was so ahead of her time. She'd say, do you want to go out to the football field and have a primal scream? I was thinking, what are you talking about, Melanie? Like we're 16 and 17. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, it'll feel so much better. And I was just like, you know, obviously pretty repressed. I was like, no. But yeah, totally get that now.
You know, I remember I went to Catholic school. So I'm, you know, uniform, talk about repression. No offense to any of you that are doing that now, but that was my experience. You know,
yeah,
conformity just didn't work for me very well. And I remember having somebody come in and talking about letting out your emotions, right? And mm-hmm. I have this, you brought up this really clear memory. I was walking home from school and no, and I looked around to make sure nobody was around. I went, ah! And that was it. That
like
was
a little squeak.
It was a squeak. That was all I could muster because Lord knows, like, you know, maybe I thought there was a lot of more repressed energy in there. Not that I had that consciousness, but man, if I watched a lot of pre-verbal screams show up on walls with paint, you know, it's like given the permission,
Yes.
Whew. And, you know, you and I are talking about flow and energy and movement, but let's not discount just breathing.
Yes.
Like, you know, just taking in a big, long breath and go, can really move your energy as well. So it doesn't have to be limited to these creative processes that we're talking about, but in hindsight, like whatever it takes for you to move what's stuck will keep you so healthy and happy.
And I just, I just feel kind of compelled to say now, like everybody just take a breath in, mm-hmm. like take a nice deep, let's take a nice deep breath in through our nose mm-hmm. and just and then out through your mouth. Just like, it's true. It just, it feels different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just feels different. And that's mm-hmm. the key. It's that, it's the feeling. Yeah.
And Hollis, if you want, if we have time today, what I'd like to do is just share a really short 2-minute exercise that can help people get out of their head and back into their body as well.
Why don't we do it now? Let's just do it now before we go on to the second question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some, we have more
questions. Yeah, of course.
So I really believe that our attention goes where our breath is, right? And if you all just, again, close your eyes for a minute and just take in that real long, deep breath that Hollis just led us through. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now bring your awareness to your breath again and let it fill up your belly. You don't have to do anything with it. Just go from breath to belly. Feel the weight of your body on the earth, like your butt on the chair, your feet on the floor. And now with your next breath, go breath, belly, and feel your feet on the ground. Actually imagine your breath going all the way down to your feet. What that does is it takes all the kerfuffle, all the madness in your head, all the energy that's stuck up there, and brings it down into the earth where the earth just neutralizes it. So in a way, it helps you get grounded and centered. So primal breath, you know, helps, you know, set you up. It's like, okay, here we go. We're going to do something here just for 2 minutes. Primal breath, breath, belly, feet. Come down back to your body. And you'll be amazed about how clear you can feel in 1 minute. Mm-hmm. So breath to belly to feet. So if you ever feel like you start getting really crazy in your head, wiggle your toes, bring your breath all the way down to your feet, and that'll help clear your head.
That's great. So this is, that's a really great, thank you for taking us through that. And it's a really great option to mm-hmm. offer for people that are sitting at their desk or in that space, like you were saying, where you might not be able to express outwardly. This is something you're doing for yourself to level yourself.
Right.
And connect with the breath.
Right. I mean, I think expression and creativity are on the same continuum.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's my publishing company, Express Yourself Publishing.
There you go.
So there we go.
Along- and by the way, bravo on that book. I just downloaded it on my Kindle. I cannot wait to get my eyes and ears into it. So
thank you
for all that hard work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you for so much for acknowledging that. And yeah, definitely passion. Mm-hmm. So excited. So everybody, it's called Creativity Is Whatever You Want It to Be. It is on Amazon Kindle. Will be coming out in paperback in a few weeks. And 20 amazing contributors defining what creativity means to them and how they've incorporated it into their life. So yeah, it's about trauma, planting seeds, courage, listening to the whisper, all of this beauty. So thank you for mentioning that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So back to you, Damini. So how do you incorporate more creativity? We've mentioned some things, let's do a deeper dive. Like, how do you incorporate more creativity into your own life?
I was just looking at I live in one large room and half of it is an art studio. So, but that's not actually what you're talking about. You know, I feel like what I do daily, you know, I wake up and I actually do that breath, belly, feet. So I wake up and my mind goes, whee!
Yes.
And, you know, first I go down the breath, belly, feet. And then I kind of take a moment. And, you know, of course we have the schedule in our heads. We have that to do. I have that to do stuff in my head. But I kind of take a moment and I just say, what is it that would make me most happiest to really complete today? Right. And, you know, there is the woulda, shoulda, couldas. That is life. But what is that one thing that is really going to bring a little spark to my day? And that's the invitation I hold. So that's that's a real simple little thing that I do each day. Mm-hmm. I have a dog, so we walk a lot. And mm-hmm. so part of inspiring and sparking creativity is really just walking with my dog and taking photos with my phone. You know, I really love doing that as well. I'm kind of an action-oriented kind of gal. Like, I like to do things like take photos, you know, choose what kind of goofy little outfit I'm going to wear today. I mean, these are all these creative expressions of how to be me. I think really that's what we're all talking about, right? How do we allow our creative life force to allow us to be our authentic selves? And that could be just in the socks we wear or the jewelry we wear or how we cook, you know. Mm-hmm. I really think it's how I navigate my day. That's my creative action.
Mm. What was her name? Free to Be You and Me. This is dating ourselves.
Oh.
What was her name? I see dark hair.
Yes. It's not going to come till I wake up in the middle of the night.
Anybody who remembers, anybody who's on here now, I can think free. I should do a check here, Free to Be You and Me, because this is going to bother me. Is it Marlo Thomas?
I don't think so. But no. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa.
Yeah, there Yay we go. Yay. Free to Be You and Me. But you're exactly right. I mean, it's just, it comes to the simplicity, but yet can be so complicated on mm-hmm. how to be me. Mm-hmm. Like, how to be, what am I choosing to wear instead of blending in with everybody else? What fills me up? What makes me feel good? What things do I enjoy doing? Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be these big, grandiose things. It could be, do I like hiking? Or taking a walk? Do I really like cooking? But, you know, I haven't cooked in a while, and I'd like to start exploring that. Do I like writing? But it scares the hell out of me, and I've never really done it before, but there's so many of these glimpses of things that our higher selves, like, we know what we want, but we create a wall.
Right. And actually, I think the thing that we love the most at a soul level is the thing that we avoid the most. Mm. It could be. That's just been my running observation with people over the years. You know, so the thing that's, what's that? There's an expression, the thing that scares you is the thing that will transform you or something like that. I can't, phrasing there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I think about, like, I never thought I'd be doing anything like this. Mm. It would scare the hell out of me. Right. I kind of wanted to stay small. Like, I was like, don't look at me. I'm going to turn like every shade of purple and you don't need to see that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be seen that way. And then all of a sudden these opportunities were presenting themselves. you're going to teach. I'm like, really? I'm going to teach?
I'm going to do a podcast, right?
I'm going to teach. I guess I am going to teach. I'm going to work with teenagers and teach art. Oh, crap. Mm. Okay. I guess I am. Because once I had my own kids, like with younger kids, I was always comfortable. And then adults, I started to get comfortable. But that whole like middle high school thing, I didn't feel comfortable with till I had my own middle and high schooler. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, okay, I really understand their language now. And then fast forward, all these words being said, then my own company and being like talking on a podcast, which I absolutely love because I get to meet incredible people and have these conversations that aren't scripted. They're structured, but it's listening to each other. And that's what this is. Mm-hmm. To expand our awareness and our definitions. Like, it's fun.
Yeah. And, you know, what I hear you laying out, if I can, is, you know, we get comfortable in life and there's a part of us, you know, I think we all are evolving to be our brightest, best selves, right? Mm-hmm. And that's different for each and every one of us. And Lord knows we're all a work in progress in this journey. But when we get presented with growth spurts, like teaching, like you just mentioned, like teaching high school students and then starting a new business, you know, these are the ways that your soul self keeps pushing you to grow, to evolve into this glorious person that you can be. And it's different for all of us. You know, it's like maybe we've walked to work always on this one path. And then the next day, or we're called to go in a different path. You know, it could be just little steps like that, that help us move forward. And, you know, so I think it's important as you kind of start feeling into your body to honor when those opportunities show up and go, oh, no way. I don't want to do that. Forget that. And then pause for a minute and saying, could this be a growth spurt? Because that is the creative process, right? It just keeps going. It keeps allowing you to grow and evolve and change and feel amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah. Itty bitty little steps. Like I changed my socks today. I know that sounds crazy, but I know there's some people out there going, I have no time at all for myself to cook, to draw, to read, whatever that is. And so we have to be creative in inviting a little freedom in our lives.
And I have to say to that point is, yes, we do get busy, but there is time that we can build in. And even like I started doing this free doodling when at night when I sat down and was watching TV, sometimes not, sometimes I am. And I just got some markers that make me feel good, or these pens that are like the smelly pens. Mm-hmm. I can see my students completely. These aren't markers, but they're more of like a gel pen-ish. Mm-hmm. But I can see my students. I never, maybe I'm like kind of like an old fart with this, but I never wanted to get the smelly markers because they would just like be like, hoofing, you know, they'd be like snipping them.
Yeah.
And then they would just have the marker on the end of their nose. They're like, I'm not smelling it, Miss Citron. It's like you have it all over your nose. So but here in this case, I have kind of like my smelly gel pens. I have my colored pencils. I have my paper. And I just am like randomly scribbling on the paper and creating lines and picking colors intuitively that feel good. Mm-hmm. And it's been very relaxing. Mm-hmm. It's just, and it's not knowing how something's, there's no preconceived idea of anything. Mm-hmm. It's just, okay, I don't know. Let's just kind of, as we say, go with the flow here. And it could be just scribbling all over the page and that's what feels good. But it just kind of comes innately and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then chances are after you do that, you get a little aha.
Yes.
A little break of insight. It's funny you're talking about doodling. I My mom's been passed for about 15 years, but I found her phone book.
And oh my gosh, a phone book.
A phone book.
Phone book, everybody.
I know. It's a piece of paper that has structure and it has names, addresses, phone numbers. I know it's a really novel concept. But anyway, I found her phone book. And inlaid with all of them were little pieces of loose leaf paper. Another blast from the past. And they're all doodles. And I had this memory of her on the phone. So this is a phone that was connected to the wall, everybody, with a long curly cord. And she would be sitting there doodling. And I was like, oh my God, the power of doodle. Like it was like her mini vacations.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot to be, I think there's a lot of power in doodling. So.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I want to get back to the socks too for a minute before we move on to the last question, because I had another guest too that said, you know, that's how she and my father, you know, who's been gone for 18 years, socks were his thing. Mm. And she said specifically that people knew her, like how she showed up with what socks she wore, because her socks were very expressive to how, what her emotion was. And if she'd wear two different socks, she'd wear colorful socks, she'd wear design socks. And if she didn't have anything going on with her socks, people knew something was wrong.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know, I just wanted to bring attention to that and just kind of notice that this whole authentic self and how we express ourselves, people notice these things.
Absolutely.
In good ways. It's a personality thing.
And I think people yearn.
Yeah.
I think people look around for other people that are doing something different. Like it's almost like they're giving other people permission to do something a little out of the norm.
Yes. There's that word permission again.
Right. Well, it is all about permission.
Yeah.
Permission to honor what you want and what you feel is right for you. That's a biggie, huh?
Yeah, it's a huge one. Mm. So as we're getting to the top of the hour, and thank you so much to everybody that's here live. So appreciate you being here. And join the fan club. Go to the Creative Orb and press that profile. There's a fan club button and join now. There's lots of little perks that you get with it. And we just appreciate you being here. And any questions or comments, please put them in the chat box. So as we get to the top of the hour and the last question, which kind of wrap, we've been, of course, touching on all of this, but wrapping it up with, so why is creativity important?
Well, I used to have a bumper sticker that said create or die. But I really feel like it's not the act of creating like art, but be creative or get stagnant. So that's how I feel about allowing creativity in your life. Creativity allows flow, allows us a deeper connection with ourselves, with the world around us, because it excites us. It expands our energy fields. It brings twinkle back to our eyes. You know, it helps us to connect back in with our heart and our soul. Hence, getting out of our head and back into our heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really is the way that we will thrive.
Yeah.
You know, to get in touch with our creative aspects.
Can you let people know how they can find you, please?
Uh-huh. DominiCelebri.com. And I think that's going to be in the program notes.
Yeah.
To find out how to spell my name. But you could find everything Domini Celebri that there. You can also find my book, Painting the Landscape of Your Soul, either there or on Amazon as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I offer... Can I say this?
Of course, please.
Yeah, over the past couple of years, I've really feel like I've put these programs together that help people connect back to their heart, back to their creative aspect, to help them go on a journey of being their most authentic selves. Like, it's like creativity and healing all mixed up to feel amazing. Mm-hmm. And mostly they're all online now. I used to do a lot of retreats, but that ship has passed for right now. But, you know, we're just keeping the message going, right?
Yeah. I was just going to ask if you're doing stuff online. So you answered that.
Yeah, they're all online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Dimini is all.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course.
There's a free event happening next week called Your Heart's Yes. So it's kind of like in the world of breath, belly, feet. Mm-hmm. It's really about how to connect to how your body and heart are speaking to you. And it's a free event that starts next week. Any of those of you listening, join us. Be super.
So is that next Monday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern time.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, can you give us some final words of wisdom that you feel like you want to share that you haven't shared yet?
What's coming to mind is to trust yourself. When you are in that quiet place and you're not trying to make something happen, trust what comes up. You know, just trust in your insights. It's the most powerful thing that you can do for yourself.
Trust yourself. Mm-hmm. Beautiful way to wrap it up. Dimini, thank you so much for taking this time.
It's been my pleasure. It's been a lot of fun.
So grateful speaking to you and taking a deep dive. And this is the beauty of all of this. And so grateful to everybody listening live, to those catching the replay. This space is all about inspiring each other, connecting, and sharing stories. I mean, we've always needed this, but we need this now more than ever.
Absolutely.
More than ever. So please like, follow, and share so we can spread the goodness, hear these different perspectives, and just lift each other up.
Yeah. And one more thing, Hollis, that yes. I think I sent them to you, but in the program notes or at some point, Hollis is going to share a link. Mm-hmm. And there I have a little Prezi for you all. Actually, it's a couple Prezis.
Yes, you did. You were so generous.
Yeah. So, you know, Hollis, I'll let you sort that out. But, you know, the Prezis help you connect into your intuitive self, your creative self, your true self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Dimini has so much to offer on so many levels here. I mean, with the visual expressive arts and then the actual energy work, like it's a complete, you're a complete package. So yeah, the whole package.
Coming from you, that's a great honor. Thank you.
So yeah, well, thank you. And again, thank you everyone. And I wish you a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, wherever you are in this world. And we'll be talking to you soon. So yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, Hollis. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Amini. Bye.